We're very thankful to the Lord that we can gather together again this afternoon.
这个下午我们能够在主面前一起聚集，我们来感谢神。
As we shared last night during our times together, we want to be considering the book of Philippians.
像昨天我们提到的，我们这个周末呢，来一起思想腓立比书。
Now we're not going to be able to do an extensive study of this book.
我们不能够太进入这本书的这个研究里。
We want to look at some ways that Paul was trying to encourage these dear ones in difficult days.
我们想要从这个书信里面看到保罗如何在困难的时候来鼓励这些弟兄姊妹们。
Paul knew that they would be faced with many challenges in the future.
保罗知道他们马上就要面临很多的困难。
And I think the book applies to us because the days we're living in, we get faced with many challenges.
这本书对我们来说也非常有益处，因为我们也是要面对很多的困难。
And Paul is sharing in a very encouraging way with them.
保罗就非常来特别的来鼓励他们。
That there's one thing that they can be confident of.
他们能够有一件事可以确信的。
There's a confidence they have in the love of Christ.
那就是在基督的爱里面他们能够确信。
That he who began a good work will complete it.
那位在他们里面动了善功的就要成全到底。
And we're thankful that we have that same love given to us.
我们感谢主，我们也有同样的爱在我们里面。
Now based on that thought of the love of Christ, we've outlined the book of Philippians.
这个基督的爱呢，我们就把这个腓立比书啊分了段。
Last night, we looked at the confidence we have in the love of Christ.
我们昨天晚上分享到在基督的爱里面的确据。
As we come to chapter 2 today, we want to look at the cost of the love of Christ.
我们今天在思想第二章的时候，我们就想到这个基督爱的那个代价。
And how this cost can capture our hearts.
这个基督的爱的代价怎样能够来抓住我们的心。
And lead us in a way triumphant that is not natural within us.
我们能够怎样借着这个爱能够得胜有余，是超乎我们天然的能力的。
When we come to chapter 3, we see Paul's own testimony of how he was controlled by the love of Christ.
我们第三章里面看到保罗自己他是怎样被这个基督的爱来得着。
And then in chapter 4, we see how Paul has learned to be content in all situations because of the love of Christ.
我们在第四章里面看到因着基督的爱的缘故，保罗如何在各样情形里面能够自足。
So let's have another word of prayer and commit our time to the Lord.
让我们一同在一起祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that we can gather so freely in your presence.
主啊，我们能够自由地在你面前聚集，我们来感谢你。
We're thankful, Lord, for the price that you have paid that we would have such a confident access into your presence.
我们感谢你，因着你自己付的代价，使我们能够坦然无惧地进到你的跟前。
And Lord, we're thankful that you haven't just partially drawn us into your presence.
我们感谢你，你不是只是一半的带我们带到你面前。
But Lord, every time we're there, you've made a full and abundant provision in Christ Jesus.
每当我们在你面前的时候，你把你自己全部的赐给我们。
So this afternoon, by faith, we enter into that provision.
今天我们借着信心来进到你那个全备的丰满的供应里。
Lord, the fullness of all that you provided for us, spirit, soul, and body.
在我们的灵魂身体中，你所给我们的供应。
And we're so thankful that as we do gather, we can declare thy name over this time.
我们能够在一起聚集的时候，我们就能够来高举你的名。
We can declare that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们宣告说，耶稣基督是主。
And Lord, we're desiring that you would be honored during this time.
但愿这段时间你是对名的高举。
Our hearts would be open to receive what you want to speak to us.
每个人的心能够打开来接受你。
In thy wonderful name we pray. Amen.
我们靠着这位奇妙的名，我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。Amen.
So now as we come to this second chapter, let's start reading in verse 1.
我们来读第二章第一节。
As I said, we're not going to be able to do a detailed exposition of this whole chapter.
我们提到说我们没办法来仔细的研究这段圣经。
But we want to take some verses in particular to encourage us.
我们在这段圣经里面来用几段圣经来鼓励弟兄姊妹。
Because Paul starts out with encouragement.
因为这第二章里面保罗是以鼓励开始的。
If we look at verses 1 through 4, 我们如果读前面的第四节圣经, what a great encouragement he is, has gives to these dear ones.
我们看到他是如何的来安慰鼓励这些弟兄姊妹们。
Paul knows these dear ones and he's so thankful that they've been standing with him for many years.
他为这些他说亲爱的弟兄姊妹感谢主因为他们一直与他同在。
And he knows that there's some of the different challenges that they'll face.
他也知道他们所面临的难处。
But he's showing to them what is essential in these days.
他让他们知道他们的重心是什么。
Starting in verse 1.
从第一节,
he says, if therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉,爱心有什么安慰,圣灵有什么交通,心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
He says, then make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others.
你们就要意念相同,爱心相同,有一样的心思,有一样的意念,使我的喜乐可以满足,凡事不可结党,不可贪图虚浮的荣耀,只要存心谦卑,个人看别人比自己强,个人不要当顾自己的事,也要顾别人的事。Have
this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And that word attitude in English, it also is translated as have this mind in you.
这个心也可以翻作态度。
And what is the mind we have?
这个心是什么样的心呢?
Is it our own natural minds getting improved?
是来我们的天然的心是经过改变吗?
Getting away, getting out of get the bad stuff out of our mind and just improve the old mind?
是不是把我们那个坏的东西从我们的心思里除去，然后装进一些新的呢？
No. What he's speaking of here is a renewing of the mind, that the mind of Christ would dwell in us richly.
这里说到的心乃是基督耶稣的心在我们的里面，能够把我们能够做成他的形象。This
is Paul's encouragement to them in these verses.
这是保罗怎样来安慰鼓励那边的弟兄姊妹们。
He says, make my joy complete by being of that same mind.
他说是让我喜乐可以满足，如果你们能够在同样有同样的心。
Not everybody having their own opinions.
不是每个人都有他自己的意见。
But doing nothing from selfishness and empty conceit, but with humility of mind.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，乃是要有谦卑的心。
That humility of mind that considers others.
这个谦卑的心呢，能够顾念到别人的事。
Not being so selfish and thinking we always know the answer.
而不是非常自私的认为你自己有一切事物的答案。But
that's Paul's joy is so complete when he sees the mind of Christ manifest in the brethren.
我们看到当基督耶稣的心能够在基督弟兄姊妹身上显明的时候，他的喜乐就可以满足。
Not only that same mind, but having this same love.
不但是有同样的意念，并且还有同样的爱。
And it's a love of regarding others more important than ourselves.
这个爱能够使个人看别人比自己强。That
and it's a love that considers one. It lays down our life for others.
这个爱呢，能够是把我们自己放下，为了爱别人。It's
the love of Christ.
这是基督耶稣的爱。And
also, he's desiring that they would be united in spirit, being in that one accord and purpose.
他也能够在基督的爱里面，能够有一样的心思，有一样的意念。Again,
not looking just for their own personal interests, their selfish interests.
不是为了结党，不是为了私心,
but having the interest of others in view.
乃是能够顾念到别人的事。
And then after he finishes these verses,
当他结束这些经文的时候,
and he says to them, have this mind in yourselves.
他说你们当以这样的心为心。
What does he share with us from verses 6 through 11?
他从第六节到十一节跟我们分享的是什么呢?
He presents to us the beauty and glory of the life of Christ.
他乃是把耶稣基督的美丽显明在我们面前。
That one who existed in the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
And he laid his life down.
但他把自己的性命摆下来。
He left all the splendor of heaven. He had one heart and one purpose in view. Satisfying the desire of his father. He knew that there was a purpose. He knew God had a plan. He didn't consider himself. He wasn't looking out for his own interest. But he laid that aside and came and died on Calvary. When we really stop and think of the cost of the love of Christ, it's really beyond our human comprehension. We can touch some aspects of all that our Lord went through. We can see some of the fruit of the love of Christ. But there's a vastness to the love of Christ, and there's a price that He paid that we'll never fully understand until eternity. And after Paul has shared with these dear ones in Philippi about the love of Christ, just as he did in chapter 1, he encourages them, he challenges them in this chapter. Again, and he's bringing them back to Christ. In verses 12 to 16, he tells them words that sound strange to us at first.
刚开始呢，我们读到这一段圣经的时候，他感觉上是有点奇怪的。It
says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling."
他说是要做成你们得救的功夫，战战兢兢的做成你们得救的功夫。But
wait a minute, we just heard of this so great a salvation.
哦，就等一下，我们刚刚听到这个救恩的确据。How
can we save ourselves?
我们怎么能够救自己呢？
But Paul here is writing to believers.
他是向着得救的人来说的。
These have already experienced that initial salvation.
他们已经信了主，然后经历到这个救恩。
Their spirits have been made alive in Christ.
他们的灵复活了，能够跟主一同活起来了。
Now he's encouraging them to work out that salvation of their soul.
他乃是在这里告诉他们是一个在魂里面要有一个得救的功夫。Allowing
that mind of Christ to renew their mind. Bringing their will under the dominion of His will. Bringing our emotions under the dominion of His life. But still at that, it can seem overwhelming to us. How can we do this? And Paul, almost right before we can think about it, he doesn't even pause. He says, but for it's God that's working in you. He's desiring to do this great work in each and every one of us. In that same spirit that he wrote in the first chapter, where he said he was confident that God who began that work would complete it.
他说是在第一章里面,
In the same way, he's reminded us it's God that's working in us. And as we submit ourselves daily to his life within us, he will bring about so great a salvation in
our
soul. That we can be the testimony of God that he's called us to be. That we can appear as lights in this dark world. We're to be those lights in the midst of a perverse and crooked generation. This is speaking of our present testimony. We're not just to be a bright light or have a wonderful testimony in eternity.
我们不但是在勇士里面所发的光,
but the Lord is desiring that we be a bright light in the midst of this perverse generation today.
神乃是希望我们在现在的弯曲悖逆的时代里面做
That his very life would shine through us when we're at school, when we're at work, when we're in our communities.
使我们能够在生活里，在学校里，在这个社会里，能够把这个生命的道表明出来。
So that many would be drawn unto him.
很多人都能够被吸引到主面前。
And then as ones are drawn unto him, they can be built together in Christ.
所有被吸引到主面前来的人呢，我们都能够一同被建造在基督里。
And as Paul concludes there in verse 16.
在这个第16节的时候，他这样做结论。
He always has that day of Christ in view.
他一直有这个基督的日子。There's
a reason that he's working within us.
神在我们里面运行是有个目的的。
There's a goal, there's an end in view of how we're to be a light and draw ones unto himself.
有一个结局，为什么我们要像明光一样把人带到主面前？
Is that many could enter into the blessing on that wonderful day of Christ.
那是在这个很多人都能够进到那一天基督再来的那个祝福里。
Now oftentimes when we're considering this matter of the Lord working within our lives,
我们来想到主在我们里面的运行和工作的时候,
we have a hard time relating to Christ. We know mentally that he was a man.
我们知道, 他是人,
but oftentimes as we look through his life and we use examples through his life to encourage us, we have this little caveat.
我们但是有一个,
we always say, yeah, but he was Christ.
但是我们说他是基督,
he could do that. He could put up with all those people. He could put up with his disciples because he was the Lord.
他当然能够忍受个人的这个不同的人的这个情形，因为他是基督，他是主啊。
And even though we know in truth and reality that he was like us and he endured the same temptations, somehow we have so much difficulty just really relating to him.
虽然我们说是，我们知道他是人，然后他在各样的试探中像我们一样受了试探，但是我们终于总是不能相信。So
it's to me what's encouraging in this chapter.
对我来说，这一段圣经非常的帮助。Is
that actually Paul shares the testimony of two men?
在这里，保罗是来为两个人做见证。He
shares the testimony of a Timothy and a Epaphroditus.
他为这个两个人，这个两个人就是。 提摩太和以巴弗提,
and how the Lord was able to take these two ones,
主如何借着这两个人,
and to do this so great a work of salvation in their lives,
如何呢, 在他们身上做成他们得救的功夫,
to take a little Timothy who was a mama's boy,
我们知道提摩太是妈妈的儿子,
and transform him into a servant of God,
怎么把他变成神的仆人,
take one who was an Epaphroditus.
然后神把这个以巴所提,
who became, he was weak at times. He became sick unto death.
他那个时候生病, 快要死了,
but God was able to use him and use him in a mighty way.
但神能够非常大能来使用他。
So often I find that often we can relate a little more easily to like a Timothy than we can with Christ or even Paul.
我们有时候呢，能够与这个提摩太，并且了解他，比这个了解保罗更主更多。
In chapter 3, later on this evening, Lord willing, we'll look at Paul's testimony.
我们第三章里面，如果主允许，我们今天下午呢，就会讲到这个保罗的见证。
But even when we see what God did in Paul,
我们看到神怎样在保罗里面做成他的功夫。
We forget that he was a man just like us.
我们忘记保罗像我们人，我们一样。And
we say, oh, but Lord was able to do all that from Paul because he was such a great man.
我们说，主能够在他里面做这样的功夫，因为他是一个伟人。So
we want to use Timothy this afternoon.
所以今天下午呢，我们来讲看提摩太。Consider
the life of Timothy.
来考虑到提摩太的生命。That
hopefully it can encourage us.
我们希望说，借着他来。 鼓励我们,
when we think of the cost of the love of Christ,
我们看到耶稣基督的爱的代价,
when Timothy was captured by that,
当提摩太被神的爱捉住的时候,
he actually gave up much in life.
他放弃了很多,
在他生命里面很多宝贵的事, we could say that he paid a cost.
提摩太也付了代价,
but in the end, just as any as we know from some of our experiences with the Lord,
像我们自己个人的经历里面, 我们也可以晓得,
outwardly ones could look at our life and they say, oh, that brother or sister paid a great price.
很多弟兄姊妹说，哦，我们付了很多代价。
But when you talk or you fellowship with that brother or sister, they say, there was no cost. That love of Christ got me. There wasn't a cost.
但那些弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，他们所付的实在是不是代价，因为在这个基督的爱的面前，实在算不得什么。
Because they're seeing that love that has captured them. They're seeing beyond that joy set before them.
因为他们因着基督的爱，他们注意那个摆在他们面前的喜乐。
And this is what we see in Timothy.
我们看到在提摩太身上也是如此。
How the Lord was able to take a young man.
主怎样能够把一个年轻人
and transform him into a wonderful servant of the Lord.
把他变成这个服侍主的那个人那样的人。
Paul speaks of Timothy. He has a wonderful testimony here of Timothy.
他提到提摩太的时候，保罗一直给他一个有一个美好的见证。
He shares it for their encouragement, and he shares it for our encouragement.
他用提摩太来鼓励他们，也用提摩太来鼓励我们。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, starting verse 19.
让我们从这个腓立比书第二章的19节开始看。
Paul writes about Timothy in these verses.
在这些经文里面，保罗就写到提摩太。
He says, But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. For they all seek after their own interest, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father.
我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事，别人都求自己的事，不求耶稣基督的事。但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。The
Lord speaks of Timothy in three ways.
在这里主告诉我们三件有关提摩太。A
great commendation on Timothy's life.
我们看到提摩太的生活。
He says, I have no one else of a kindred spirit or no one else like-minded.
他说我没有别人与我同心。
And then he will be genuinely concerned for your welfare.
他是那样的挂念你们的事。
Not his own welfare.
不是我们自己的事。
But genuinely concerned for your welfare.
他乃是从心中挂念你们的事。
And he'll seek after the interest of Christ.
他乃是在求耶稣基督的事。Again,
not seeking his own interest.
不是追求自己的事。
But seeking after the interest of Christ in you.
乃是在你们的里面呢，他在寻求耶稣基督的事。This
is a wonderful testimony of Timothy's life.
我们这边看到提摩太在生命里面的美好的见证。In
the Proverbs, I really enjoy the Proverbs.
我非常喜欢箴言。
In Proverbs 22, it says, A good name is to be more desired than great riches.
在箴言22章讲说，这个好的名声比生命更宝贵。
Timothy had a good name.
我们在这边看到这个提摩太有一个好的名声。
He had a wonderful testimony.
他这里有美好的见证。
Brothers and sisters, what is our testimony?
弟兄姊妹们，我们的见证是什么呢？
Do we have a good name?
我们有好的名声吗？
When our names are mentioned, what do people think about us?
当我们的名字被提起来的时候，弟兄姊妹，别的人在思想到什么？
Now, if we're honest with ourselves,
如果我们对我们自己诚实的话，
and most of us will not be because we put on our Christian facade,
很多人对自己不诚实，因为我们戴着这个基督徒的假面具。
When certain people's names are mentioned,
当某些弟兄姊妹的名字被提起来的时候，
we keep a straight face outwardly,
我们的脸呢，从外表看是非常的正常的。
But inwardly our heart says, Oh, that brother, that sister, da 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 da.
但我们心中呢，觉得啊，这个弟兄那个姊妹，不怎么样。
Another person's name is mentioned.
另外一个名字提到的时候。
And we say, Oh, that's a good brother.
我们说啊，他真是一个好弟兄。
But it's what is of value to us in this day and time?
在我们现在所处的环境里面。
There are so many things challenging us. Are we forsaking our good name for the riches of this world? Are we forsaking our good name for the sake of friendships or to be in with a certain crowd at school?
We forsake
that good name, that name of Christ, to be in cahoots with ones at work.
我们基督耶稣的好名声啊，是跟我们实在有关系的。
Is our acceptance by man greater within our desire than our acceptance by God?
我们把这个怎样被朋友接纳，比被神接纳更宝贵吗？
Praise God, Timothy had a good name.
我们感谢神。 提摩太有好的名声,
and he was putting Christ first, and he was seeking his interest.
他把基督放在首位上, 然后他寻求耶稣基督的事。
So who was this Timothy?
到底提摩太是谁呢?
Most of us are pretty familiar with him.
我们很多人认识提摩太。
We first see Timothy in Acts chapter 16.
我们第一次碰到提摩太的时候是在 使徒行传16章。
Most think he was involved in Acts chapter 14, but his name's never mentioned.
有些人觉得说他其实在使徒行传40章里面就出现了，但是40章里面没有他的名字。
Now this is about 12 or so years later after that.
这12年之后,
Timothy was described as a disciple.
在提摩太的16章里面被称呼是门徒。
That he's the son of a Jewish woman who married his father was Greek.
他有个犹太的母亲，他的父亲是希腊人。
And even at this young age, most people think he was a teenager at this point.
很多人觉得这个时候他是一个青少年。
At that point in Acts 16, when we first introduced to him.
当在我们读到这个使徒行传16章第一次看到提摩太的时候。
He had a good testimony. He was well spoken of locally and in other assemblies.
他那个时候就已经在众教会中有一个好的名声了。
And we know from 2 Timothy how he was raised by a godly grandmother and a godly mother.
我们在提摩太后书里知道说他是被他的祖母和他的母亲带大的。
They implanted that word of God within him from a young age.
他的祖母和他的母亲，他从小的时候就教导他圣经主的话。
But also we know this from as we see the description of Timothy.
我们也从那个对提摩太的描述里,
he was probably pretty shy and pretty an introverted type person, very timid.
他是非常胆小，他是一个内向的人。
He could be very easily intimidated by others.
他为了很多事情害怕。
And he actually, as he saw some of the things that Paul went through,
他看到保罗所经历的一些事情,
he came to a point in his life where he had to make a decision.
当他 必须要做决定的时候,
in Acts 16, Paul says, I want you to go with me.
在使徒行传16章里面, 保罗说, 我要带你跟我走。
And now just, you know, sometimes we can read this and we think, oh, that was just an easy decision. He did that.
我有时候我们读的时候觉得, 哎呀, 这是一个太简单的一个决定了。
But Timothy had a pretty good life.
提摩太有一个很好的生活。
I mean, he was raised in a home. His mother and grandmother took care of him.
因为他是在一个好的家庭长大，他的母亲、祖母都来好好的照顾了他。
I don't know if any of you ever been in that situation.
我不晓得你的生长环境是不是也如此。
But Timothy had it made.
而且这个提摩太有这个。
Every morning when he woke up, his grandmother had already made congee fresh for him.
他每天早上起来的时候，他的祖母已经把稀饭煮好了。
Just that particular flavor that he liked.
特别是他喜欢吃的那种稀饭。
When he got home from school, she had some fresh noodles made.
他从学校回来的时候，那个他喜欢吃的面也做好了。
She knew exactly what Timothy liked.
他的祖母妈妈知道提摩太喜欢的是什么样的食物。
He didn't have to make up his bed.
他也不需要早上起来铺床。
Oh, his mother, they would take care of him.
因为他的祖母，他的妈妈都会把他照顾得好好的。
They washed all his clothes.
也不为他洗衣服。
He had a good life.
他是一个非常有一个很好的生活。
All he had to do was function in the local assembly. He would go somewhere else, had a good name there too.
他所要做的就是在众教会服侍, 建立一个好名声。
And then Paul said, I want you to come with me.
但是现在呢, 保罗说, 你要跟随我。
Now that's in Acts 16.
我们知道在这个是讲到第, 使徒行传的16章。
But what happened to Paul in Acts chapter 14?
那个使徒行传第14章里面说到什么呢?
In Acts chapter 14, when Paul was in the area where Timothy grew up,
我们知道保罗在提摩太生长的那个环境中
Paul was stoned to death.
保罗呢被石头差点被打死。
They thought Paul was dead.
人家以为保罗被打死了。
They drug him outside the city.
就把他从这个城市里拖到城外。
Praise God, he was raised up.
那感谢神，他从这个这环境里面被又活过来了。
This choice that Timothy had.
提摩太必须要做决定。It
was a real choice in life.
这是一个他所要做的非常重要的决定。
Let's don't try to glamorize it.
我们不要把它弄得太荣耀。They
say you can't just naively say, "Oh, I'll go serve the Lord with Paul."
我们不能够说，哎呀，我现在要跟随保罗来服侍主了，太荣耀了。
On one hand, he had all the comforts of home, the good life.
我们看到他，一方面他有这个家庭，美好的家庭生活。
On the other hand, he was this man who had almost been stoned to death. He was called to follow him.
另外一方面，你看到就是有一个人呢，差一点被石头打死了，你要跟随他。
But Timothy had been captured by the Lord.
但是提摩太被主的爱抓住。And
he made a choice.
他做了一个选择。It
wasn't a naive choice.
这不是一个简单的单纯的一个选择。He
didn't know exactly what all was going to be ahead of him.
他不晓得摆在他的面前的是什么。
But he knew it would be a dramatic change in his life.
但他知道这是一个非常重大的改变。
And he forsook the comforts of home and his family.
他就离开了家庭的温暖和舒服。
To go off with Paul.
他就跟随保罗。
And here they head out.
他们就一起前行。
And Paul is telling Timothy,
保罗告诉提摩太,
Timothy, we're going into Asia and we're going to share the gospel.
提摩太，我们要去亚细亚，我们一同来传福音。
And as they start out, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, no, you're not.
突然呢，这个圣灵说，不，你不是去那里。
Or maybe we'll go down here and share the gospel.
或许我们要到这里来传福音。
Spirit of God says, no.
神的灵说，不是，不是。
So this is my imagination. This is in the scripture.
这个是出于我自己的想象，这不是在圣经里面。I wonder
if Timothy's starting to wonder about Paul.
那么提摩太是不是感觉到怀疑保罗呢?
This guy tells me we're going here to do the gospel, hear the gospel.
他说，这保罗告诉我们说，我们要在这里传福音，在那里传福音。
But then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, no, you're going here.
但是神的灵说，不不不，你们是要到别的地方去。
But what was happening to Timothy?
那提摩太的心中到底在想什么呢?
Timothy was learning that he was not following Paul, but he was following the Lord.
在这个时候，提摩太所学习的乃是他不是跟随保罗，乃是跟随圣灵。
Paul would be used by God to train and disciple Timothy.
因为神在用保罗来训练提摩太。But
he was following the Lord. He was a disciple of Christ.
他乃是跟随主，他是主的门徒。So
then Paul receives this vision in the night, and they go over to Europe.
保罗在夜晚的时候。 遇见了一个异象，把他们带到欧洲去。
Timothy saying, "Why this guy? He wants to go here." They say, "No." And then all of a sudden, he gets this vision in the middle of the night, and we're going over here.
提摩太会说，保罗就告诉我在这里传福音，不是在那里传福音，也不是。现在他告诉我说，现在我看见了异象，要去欧洲去。
It speaks something of Timothy's character that he would continue with Paul.
我们看到这里呢，提摩太的那个个性，他继续跟着保罗。
So then they get to Philippi.
他们到了腓立比。
The city of the letter that we're considering.
这个城市呢，正好是我们所写的这个书信。
So again, my imagination.
是我自己的想象是如此。
So maybe Timothy is going into Philippi. He says, "Wow, we're going to go into this town and we're going to have a great gospel meeting and we're going to save the whole town."
提摩太。 可能觉得说，哎呀，我今天到了这么大的城市里，我们一同要传福音，把整个福音传遍整个城市。
They go into this town.
他们到了这个城市里。
They can't even find enough Jewish men for a synagogue.
他们找不到足够的人数的犹太男人，能够使他们有一个会堂。
Where do they end up?
他们就到哪里去了呢？
They end up by that river with a few women.
他们就来到这个河边，有一些犹太的妇女。
And we mentioned last night how Paul shared the gospel there, and Lydia and her household were saved.
我们知道昨天我们分享到保罗在那向那些妇女们传福音，那么吕底亚呢就全家得救了。
Timothy's learning at a young age.
所以提摩太在很年轻的时候就学到。
God's not interested necessarily in the big and spectacular. But if he can find a few here, a few there that he can capture, he can use them.
乃是主在寻找两三个在这边，两三个在那里，他能够抓住他们的心。
And then we know how Timothy, as he's there with Paulus and Silas, Paul and Silas get thrown into jail.
我们知道那个时候，提摩太是和保罗跟希拉在一起的，保罗跟希拉就被关到监狱里。
And all of a sudden there's this earthquake, and Paul and Silas are saved out of the jail.
我们知道在那个监狱里面突然发生地震，那个保罗跟希拉就被放出来了。
Now just think about this. This was a strange thing, a dynamic thing for a young person to be going through.
你想想看，这个年轻人呢，他遇到这些事情是对他来讲是一个非常奇妙的。
But praise God, Timothy was faithful through this.
我们感谢神，提摩太就一直在这个其中呢，很忠心的。Those
in Philippi saw this faithful young man.
所以在那腓立比的弟兄姊妹们呢，看到这个非常忠心的跟随主的年轻人。
That's why it says in verse 22, you know of his proven worth.
所以在那个第22节说，但你们知道提摩太的名正。
He overcame many obstacles both within and without.
他克服了许多在他里面和在外面的那些难处。
He went through a great test and he passed the test by the grace of God.
他遇到许多的难处，但他一一的胜过，靠着神的恩典一一胜过。
And the brothers and sisters were able to witness of this.
很多弟兄姊妹都看见这个见证。
Now we know in Paul's first missionary journey,
我们知道保罗第一个向外传福音的这个旅程的时候，
there was also a young man that went out with Paul named Mark.
我们知道另外有一个年轻人跟保罗呢，在第一次外出传福音的时候跟随着保罗。
But when the going became difficult, Mark turned around and went back home.
他的名字叫马克，当他们遇到困难的时候，马克反而回家去了。
We don't know all the details, but Mark, he deserted Paul and went back home.
我们不晓得仔细的情形，但是马可呢就离弃了保罗，就自己回家去了。But
praise God, later on in Paul's writing, we see how Mark is recovered and is useful to Paul.
在多年以后，保罗的书信里，我们看到神呢恢复了马可，让他继续服侍主。Timothy
at this young age, he was put in some intense situations.
我们知道，就提摩太这个时候虽然年轻，但是他是被放在非常艰难的环境中。
And he had a proven worth.
但在这个艰苦的环境中呢，他有一个美好的见证。
And the days we're living in, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们所现在生活的环境，
there's an intensity associated with them.
我们知道在这个时代里面有一个非常迫切的事。
It's like they're becoming more and more, we could say, heated or hot in these days.
我们可以说是变成非常这个水深火热一样。
How can we handle the heat and the pressure of this Christian life?
我们怎样能够在这个水深火热中能够忍受得住那个压力跟火呢？
There's a dear brother in the Lord called C.T. Studd.
有个弟兄叫做斯达德弟兄。
And he wrote a little book called Chocolate Soldiers.
他写了一本书就是基督的精兵。
It's very short. If you ever see it, you could read it in 15 minutes.
它是一个非常小的书，他写的，你能够花15分钟把它读完。
And he said, there are many chocolate soldiers in the house of God.
他说的这个书的名字叫做巧克力。And
what was he saying?
精兵，他在这个巧克力精兵里面说些什么呢？
You know, we get some of these big chocolate pieces, pretty soon Easter's coming and they'll have big chocolate bunny rabbits.
我们知道就马上就复活节来了，很多人呢就有这个巧克力的这个兔子。
And they look so strong. You ever try to break an ear off? It's pretty tough. They're pretty tough.
你知道这个巧克力的那个兔子呢，其实做的很坚固的，你要剥开它还不太容易。
Some of this chocolate, it's so hard, you can't hardly break. You almost have to get your knife to cut it.
有时候呢，这个巧克力的这个饼干呢，太硬了，你要用刀子才能把它切开。
It looks so beautiful.
他们看起来是非常美丽，
so tough that it could withstand anything.
看起来就非常坚固。
But what happens one afternoon?
但是一个下午变成什么呢？
If you leave that chocolate soldier, that chocolate bunny in the car when you go into the store,
当你把它这个摆在车子里面，然后你到那个店里面买东西，
And the heat of the afternoon, what does it do?
那个下午的那个热气， 把它变成什么呢？
It melts the chocolate.
它把所有的巧克力都融化了。
And it's no of no use. If you really love chocolate, you can still get it. But it's something that looks so beautiful and so strong now is of use, no use at all.
看起来本来是非常硬的东西呢，现在呢一点用处都没有了。And
what our brother was trying to describe,
我们的弟兄想要说明的是这样,
was how within the house of God we have many chocolate soldiers.
在神的家中有许多巧克力的精兵。
In the normal daily routine of life, they look so big, they look so strong in the Lord.
在平常的生活里面, 他们看起来是非常的强壮。
Their outward performance, you say, oh, they're really a strong saint.
他们从外表看, 他们是非常这个坚强的圣徒们。
But then maybe some problems come along.
但是有一天就困难来了,
some spiritual battles come about.
属灵的征战来了。
The heat of this Christian life intensifies.
这个像热火一样的这个试探来了。And
you look around and you say, where is brother so-and-so?
你就在找这位弟兄,找一个这位姊妹。
It's like they just all melted away.
好像他们都像巧克力一样,都被融化掉了。
In a normal time, they look so strong.
在平常的时候,他们看起来是那样坚强。
But in this battle for the testimony of Jesus, where are those ones that will stand faithful?
但是为了基督的见证所有的属灵的征战的时候，他们的中心在哪里了呢？
Against the heat and pressure of the days we're living in.
我们所要面对的压力和这个火热。
Praise God, Timothy proved faithful to these dear ones.
感谢主，提摩太被证明是一个可靠的。
But it wasn't his natural ability.
这不是靠着他自然的能力。
It wasn't anything natural within him. It was by his yielding to the Lord and allowing the Lord to be his strength that he could be proven.
他是把自己屈服在主的底下，然后主让他坚强起来。
Now let's look at these three characteristics of Timothy we spoke of.
让我们来看这个提摩太生命的三个特点。
Because the more we understand kind of the beginning of Timothy,
让我们看到说从 提摩太的开始,
and who we see that as the Lord had worked in his life,
然后看到主怎样在他的生活中、生命中来改变他,
it can be a great encouragement to us.
是对我们来说一个很大的一个鼓励。
You know, Timothy, he was shy and he could be afraid, and we can relate to someone like that.
我们知道提摩太是非常胆小的，他是一个非常内向的，我们可以跟他感觉到和他一样。
But what did Paul say about Timothy?
保罗对提摩提说什么呢?
This first thing he said, he was like-minded.
说到他是一个和保罗是同心的。
He says, I have no one else like-minded or kindred spirit than Timothy.
他说我没有别人与我同心。
Now this is an amazing thing for Paul to say about Timothy.
保罗对提摩太所有的评价是非常宝贵的。
When you think about these two men of God,
你看到这两个神的仆人,
you couldn't have picked two different men.
你可以选择任何两个不同的人。
I mean, Paul is outgoing, he's aggressive, he's driven.
保罗是一个非常进取性的人，他是非常勇敢的人。
When some of his co-workers were captured and being questioned, he's ready to run into the crowd and save them.
当他的同工被这个群众抓住的时候，保罗就预备好要冲进去，要救他的同工。
And this man, so driven, so outgoing, so aggressive, says, I have no one else like-minded than Timothy.
像这样的一个进取的人呢，他说是没有一个人与我同心，除了提摩太以外。
So mild, so shy, so meek.
这个提摩太是那样的胆小，是那样的内向。
In himself, he would never think about running into the crowd.
提摩太永远不会说是要冲到那个群众中。
If someone in the crowd turned around to Timothy and said, boo, he would faint.
如果是群众有一个人呢，这个来吓唬提摩太的话，提摩太就会大概昏倒了。
You gotta go boo.
Boo.
A little more, boo. Alright, now. But we see, what was Paul talking about here?
我们看到这边保罗所说的是什么呢?
You know, they weren't of the same age.
他们
Paul was much older than Timothy. They didn't have the same education. You know, Timothy had been raised by his grandmother and all. There's nothing spoken of his education, just a normal average one.
我们知道提摩太呢，他是被他的母亲和祖母来教养大的，所以没有讲到他的教育背景是什么。
We know Paul received the great Greek education and also under the education tutelage of Gamaliel.
但是保罗我们知道他是受到非常严格的希腊的训练还有的犹太人的训练。
Their family wasn't similar.
他们两个家庭背景也都不一样的。
Paul, we could say he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
我们知道保罗是希伯来人的希伯来人。
Timothy's mother married a Greek.
提摩太的犹太母亲呢，去嫁给了一个希腊人。
To use a horse analogy, we could say Paul was a thoroughbred.
我们知道从用那个马的品种来讲的话，保罗是纯种的马。Timothy
was a half-breed.
我们知道那个提摩太就是一个杂种。
Yeah, just on and on as you look at these two. You're doing great.
Yeah.
So, as you look at these two, we see what a contrast.
He said,
what do they have in common? Praise God, they only have one thing in common. And it's the life of Christ. That's the like-mindedness that they had. Brothers and sisters, with times we can have so many things naturally in common. But we can end up being very little spiritual. There can be very little spiritual like-mindedness.
但是在属灵的事情上，我们确实没办法同心。
I'm a big sports fan.
我是一个喜欢运动的人。
I've always played sports.
我一直喜欢运动。
And I still enjoy them.
我现在还是喜欢运动。
And I have to watch myself.
虽然说我要留心,
because I can establish relationships with brothers based on sports.
我可以很容易找到弟兄姊妹他们喜欢运动的这些弟兄姊妹们。
Ever since a young child, I've been a New York Yankees fan.
我很小的时候就是纽约洋基队的粉丝。
We used to live over in the Fresh Meadows, Flushing area.
我从小的时候住过那个在皇后区的地方。
So I've always been a Yankees fan.
So,
there's one thing I've learned to be in a Yankees fan.
我学到一件，就是你做一个洋基队的粉丝。
There's no middle ground.
所以你没有一个中立的地方。
People generally either love the Yankees or they hate them.
要不是喜欢洋基队，再不然就是他们的恨恶洋基队。
But we can start developing our natural things that become our bond instead of a spiritual bond.
我会跟这些喜欢运动的人呢，弟兄姊妹，去建立这个非常天然的那个关系。Now
there's nothing wrong with having natural things in common.
我们知道这个天然的事上和弟兄姊妹相同，不是本身不是。
I love it when other sisters get with my wife and give her good recipes that she can learn to cook.
我喜欢说有些姊妹们把这个很好的这个食谱给我的姊妹，叫我姊妹能够做。
But that's not the basis of their relationship.
他们就会建筑在这种的关系上。Oh,
this was Timothy's secret.
我们知道这是一个提摩太他的生命中的一个秘诀。
And how did Timothy come into this?
那提摩太在这件事情上怎么样表现呢?
How was he allowed the Lord to bring him into this like-mindedness, this mind of Christ with Paul?
我们看到提摩太是怎样能够让神呢把他能够和保罗一样有同心呢?
Timothy's secret was that he was teachable.
我们知道提摩太的秘诀乃是他是一个可受教的人。
And another definition for teachable is humility.
我们知道这个受教的另外一个同义词就是谦卑。
He allowed the Lord to teach him in wonderful ways.
他让主呢来教导他。
Look what Paul says of Timothy back in 2 Timothy.
在提摩太后书里面，保罗怎样提到提摩太呢？
If we look over at 2 Timothy chapter 3,
我们从这个提摩太后书第三章里面,
as Paul is writing about Timothy,
保罗这边说到提摩太自己本身,
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10,
提摩太后书第三章第十节,
he starts off the verse, but you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance.
他说你已经 服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
It says you followed, or another translation says you were fully discipled. You received what I was sharing with you.
他这边讲到，你已经服从了我的教训，像一个门徒服从老师一样。
Timothy learned from Paul.
我们知道这个提摩太是向这个保罗学习的。
But what was Timothy learning?
他学到是什么事情呢?
It says, you fully followed my teaching.
他说你完全的服从了我的教训。
Well, what was Paul's teaching?
那么保罗的教训是什么呢?
Paul said, I preach Christ and him crucified.
保罗说我传了基督和他钉十字架。
Paul didn't have his own teaching.
保罗没有他自己的教训。
Paul shared and taught of Christ.
保罗所教训的乃是基督。
He was leading Timothy to Christ.
他乃是把提摩太带到基督面前。
It says you followed my conduct.
他并且说你服从了我的品行。
What was Paul's conduct?
保罗的品行是什么呢?
He encouraged one to walk as Christ walked.
他鼓励众人呢像基督一样的生活。
It was all about Christ within Paul's life.
在保罗的生命中, 一切都是基督。
It says you followed my purpose.
他说你顺从了我的志向。
What was Paul's purpose in life?
那保罗的志向是什么呢?
To know Christ.
乃是来认识基督。
And this is what Paul was sharing with ones.
他向别人就分享他要认识基督。
All of Paul's life can be summed up in this testimony, for me to live as Christ.
保罗一生的见证可以用一句话来说，我活着就是基督。
And this is what Paul taught Timothy, not only by word, but indeed. In life, he taught him that.
他告诉提摩太说，不但是在言语上，并且要在生活行动里面表现基督。
And praise God, Timothy got it.
我们感谢神，提摩太学到了。
He received that encouragement from Paul, that teaching in Christ.
他从保罗那边。 受了他的鼓励，受了他对基督的教训。
When we see ones today sharing Christ with us,
我们看到今天有人分享基督的时候,
do we learn from them?
我们从他们身上学到基督了吗?
Are we hungry to learn Christ from our brothers and sisters that have walked before us?
我们是不是里面有谦卑的心和那些走在我们前面的弟兄姊妹的身上学习基督呢?
You know, Timothy learned this from a young age.
我们知道提摩太从他年小的时候就学习。
And we see how in a faithful way he continued.
我们知道他是如何忠心的来一直走这条道路。
Later down in that chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, if you look at verse 14,
你读到这个第四节的时候,
he says, but however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
但你所学习的要所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是从谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经是能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
I love how Paul, he's encouraging Timothy in verse 14 there to continue in these things that he's learned.
我很喜欢保罗在这里边。 劝告提摩太，让他能够继续他所学习的。
And it's wonderful in that verse as it speaks of Timothy. He not only learned them, but he became convinced of them.
他不但是学习，并且他确信他所学的。
He allowed them to become reality within his life.
在他生命里面，他把他所学的，把它变成实际。
As we read the Word of God,
是借着神的话。
As we learn of the things of God.
当我们从神的话中来认识神的事的时候,
may we not stop it there and just saying, okay, I've learned this.
我们不要停在说, 哦, 我今天学到这一点,
but would our prayer be, Lord, I want to be convinced of the reality of this in my life.
我们对主说, 主啊, 我们要把我们所学到的能够从我们的里面变为真实, 并且能够确信,
this is the one that Paul was able to say he is like-minded.
所以保罗能够在这里说呢，他跟保提摩太是同心的。
Because that like-mindedness was the mind of Christ.
因为他们能够在一起同心，是因为基督耶稣的心在他们的里面。
May we daily be continuing to offer ourselves that our minds can be renewed.
让我们能够每天能够在主面前，能够使我们自己的心思意念能够更新。
Set free from the things of this world.
从这个世界上的事情能得到释放,
that mind of Christ could richly dwell amongst us.
使基督耶稣的心能够丰丰富富地住在我们心中。
And then how does Paul also speak of Timothy?
那么保罗说到的提摩太第二点是什么呢?
He says he's genuinely concerned for your welfare.
他在说他实在
When we're with the brothers and sisters and when we're serving them, are we concerned for them?
当我们服侍弟兄姊妹的时候，我们是不是真正的来挂念他们呢？
Who are we more concerned about, ourselves or others?
我们更多的挂念我们自己的事呢，还是弟兄姊妹的事？
We saw at the beginning of this chapter how the contrast here between genuine concern and the ones that are selfish and full of empty conceit.
我们看到这一章的一开始的时候，一个是真实的这个挂念，一个是真是有失意的挂念。
How does this selfishness manifest itself?
这个心中这个自私是怎样的表现出来呢？
You know, Paul, it's speaking here in the context of one's being genuinely concerned for others.
他这边讲到说一个从心里面真正的挂念别人。
Now think sometime as we see our brothers and sisters.
我们在弟兄姊妹当中所看见的。
And we ask, how are they doing?
我们就问说他们如今情况如何？
Are we really listening to what they're saying?
我们真正听他们所讲的吗？
Or are we thinking about something else?
或者是我们在想别的事情。
We say, how was your week?
你这个礼拜怎么样啊？
And they're sharing with us.
然后他们就告诉我们他们的情形。
Are we genuinely listening to them?
我们是不是从心里面来真正去听他们呢？
Or are we simply waiting for them to finish so that we can tell them about our week?
我们是不是或者是说来迫不及待他能赶快结束，使我们能够告诉他们我们的情形怎样？
Yeah, that's the way grandparents are.
有时候这个做祖父母的就是这样。
Yeah, you get two grandparents together.
你有两个祖父母。
And what are they going to talk about?
他们说谈的是什么呢？
The grandchildren.
他们就讲到他们的孙子孙女。
And the first one's talking about his grandchildren, this one and that.
第一个祖父祖母呢，就说到这个他的孙子孙女。
And what's the other grandparent doing?
那另外一对这个祖父母他们在做什么呢？
They're just waiting for him to shut up so he can tell about their grandchildren.
他们在等这个第一对这个祖父母呢，那个赶快停止，所以他们可以讲告诉他们他们自己的孙子孙女。
I know there are no grandparents like that here.
我们知道这个在这我们当中的。
I use it to make the point that we're genuinely concerned about others.
我是在想要这个来告诉弟兄姊妹们，就是我们是不是真心的关心别人。
Sometimes after we've been talking with ones, it's good to even stop and think in our mind.
我们有时候彼此谈论的时候，有时候我们应该把它停下来来思想一下。
Who did most of the talking?
想想看是谁讲的话比较多。
Some people will ask a question, but then they talk for the whole 10 minutes.
有些人呢，这个问一个问题呢，然后呢，我们就讲十分钟。
We can be so, sometimes we're more concerned about ourselves in a wrong way than about the other person.
我们有时候这个关心自己呢，关心太多了。
This is the precious thing about the life of the Lord.
我们看到这个在主的身上是一个非常宝贵的一个真理。
Wherever he was going along, he always had time for individuals.
不管他在做什么，到哪里去，他总是能够停下来，来服侍个人。
Do we have time for one another today?
我们今天对别的弟兄姊妹有时间吗？
And is there that genuine concern?
我们在这里就是讲到说，实在是挂念。
We see in the spirit of this letter to the church of Philippi.
我们在这个腓立比书的这个经义里，
Paul had a genuine concern for them.
保罗呢，对他们实在是有这个挂心。And
these dear ones there also knew that Timothy had a genuine concern.
那些他所亲爱的弟兄姊妹也知道保罗是真心的挂心挂念他们。
As the Lord is establishing us together,
当神来把我们建造在一起的时候，
let's not just keep our little facades up.
我们不要这个带一些假面具。
Allow there to be that genuineness, sharing one with another and genuinely caring for one another.
让我们从里面的真实的彼此关心。
In Philippians 1, it spoke about those that were sharing the gospel.
在第一章里面呢，告诉我们有些人他们在传福音。
Some were doing it from a pure motive, some were doing it from a selfish motive.
有些的动机是纯洁的，有些的动机是自私的。
They were just sharing it for their own preeminence and their own self-glory.
有些人传是为了荣耀他们自己。But
praise God, Timothy was described as one that was genuine.
我们感谢神。 提摩太在这里告诉我们，他乃是一个纯洁的。
It's very similar to that word sincere that we spoke of last night of being sun tested.
这里面提到一个像昨天晚上我们提到的这个字，就叫做诚实。
So may the Lord continue to be working within us.
愿主能够继续在我们的里面 运行,
that our lives not be built around ourselves.
我们的生命呢, 不是建立在我们的身上,
but be regarding others as more important.
乃是考虑到别人的事比我们自己的事更重要。
In a similar way, we look at this third commendation that Paul mentioned of Timothy.
我们看到这个保罗对提摩太所提到第三个特点。
It said others seek their own interests and not those of Christ.
他说别人都求自己的事,并不求耶稣基督的事。
When Timothy was going to be amongst them, he wasn't going to be seeking his interests, but the interests of Christ among these dear ones.
提摩太在那里呢, 他不求他自己的益处, 乃是求耶稣基督的益处。
You know, these days that we're living in, are one of the characteristics is where they're so self-centered.
我们在我们所处的时代乃是一个自私自利的时代。
We can look again at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们从这个, 提摩太后书第三章里面再来看一次。
If we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at the first part of that chapter,
从前面一段,
he talks about in verse 1, realize that in the last days, difficult times will come.
他讲到说,你该晓得末世必有危险的日子来到。
This means there's a perilous, there's a viciousness about the days ahead like we're living in.
他这边提到说我们现在所处的时代是一个危险的日子。
But how are ones described of?
那么, 他怎样再继续描述呢?
And as we read these verses,
我们读这些经文的时候,
Paul's not talking about ones in the world.
他不是提到这个世界上的情形。
He's speaking of characteristic of believers in this time.
他说的是那个信主的人的情形。
How that believers will be against each other.
在那个信主人中间怎样彼此相对。
How about if you look in verse 2?
我们来读一下第二节。
He said, one will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossip, without any self-control, beautiful, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such ones as this.
所以我们从第二节里面就读到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸旷傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不结冤，好说参言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。 卖主卖友任意妄为至高之大爱厌乐不爱神有敬虔的外貌外貌却背了敬虔的实意这等人你要躲开。If
you think about the days we're living in,
你想到我们现在所活的时代,
why is the testimony of the Lord so weak, particularly in this nation?
为什么基督的见证在这个国家是那样的软弱呢?
So many of us are lovers of self.
因为 很多的人都是专顾自己的,
the lovers of money.
And then in
verse 4 it says, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
他们是爱言,厌乐,
the entertainment industry today.
今天我们看到这个美国娱乐的世界,
the pleasure of that video game.
娱乐所带来的那个, 电动玩具,
the pleasure of Instagram or Facebook.
在那个,
脸书或其他的社交网站里面所给人的厌乐。很多时候这些东西能够花掉我们许多时间。Yes, they have an outward form of godliness.
是的,他们有这个外,敬虔的外貌。But
they're denying the very life of Christ within.
但是他们违背了敬虔的这个生命在我们的里面。There's
a great warning for us here.
在这里面有一个
And this is why Paul, as he's commending Timothy to Philippi,
所以他就在腓立比书里面来介绍提摩太给我们。
Timothy is going to be there with one purpose and one purpose only.
提摩太要在他们中间只有一个心思,一个意念。
He's going to be seeking Christ's interest in each of your lives.
他要在你们的生活中,在寻找基督的益处。
And you know what that means?
你知道那是什么意思吗?
At times it means Timothy might cross them.
这表示说提摩太可能和他们有些冲突。
They might want to do their own thing.
他们可能要想要做他们自己的事。
But Timothy would be saying, no, this is the interest of Christ.
提摩太会跟他们中间说不是不行因为这不是和基督的益处相连。
So Paul is encouraging them to listen to Timothy.
保罗在这边鼓励他们来听,
Because in these end days, many will be drawn away. It's sad how one of Paul's disciples, one who served with him, when the going got difficult toward the end, he left Paul.
我们知道有一个保罗的同工, 他在情形非常糟糕的时候,
there was one that served with Paul named Demas. And he says how he had served with Paul for many years. But then he loved the world and he left Paul. Brothers and sisters, as the heat of this Christian life, as the battle over the testimony intensifies,
当我们在这个基督为基督做见证的时候，属灵的征战就会像水深火热一样在我们中间。We
will find ourselves living in a time of crisis.
我们活在一个危机中。And
it's interesting, many people will say, oh, if a crisis comes, I'll act like this and I'll do that.
我们有时候常常说，如果基督要来了，我要这样做，我要那样做。We
don't know ourselves.
那是因为我们不明白我们自己。
We don't know how we will act in a crisis.
其实，当这个危机来的时候，我们根本不晓得怎样处理。
Because when that crisis comes, our true colors come out.
因为当危机来的时候，我们真正的本性就显出来。
That character gets revealed.
因为我们的个性就会显出来。If
you look at John 18 and 19,
我们如果读到这个约翰福音的18章19章，
There was two men in a crisis there.
在那里我们看到两个人在危机中。
Pilate was in a crisis.
我们知道这个皮拉多是在这个危机中。
Our Lord Jesus was in a crisis.
我们的主耶稣也在危机中。
Pilate was trying every way possible to get out of this crisis.
我们知道皮拉多呢，是用各样的方法呢，想要从这个危机当中脱出去。
But he couldn't find a way out.
但他没办法从这个危机中脱离出去。
One, look, did you see the crisis within the lives of these two men?
你看那个在这个两个人呢，在这个危机的光中怎样来看这两个人？
One looked out for himself because of the fear of others.
有一个人，这其中有一个人呢，是为着别人，他害怕别的人的缘故呢，想要找一个出路。
And the other looked out for the care and desire of others because of his love for them.
另外一个人呢，是因着他对别人的爱。
Pilate looked out for himself because of a fear of man.
提摩比拉多在那里因着爱自己呢，他就惧怕众人的意见。
Our Lord Jesus looked out for others because of a love for man.
主耶稣在那里乃是在看顾别人，因为他对别人的爱。When
we find ourselves in these crises,
当我们在这些危机中的时候，
which we will find ourselves occurring in these days.
在这段时间里面，我们可能会发现一些鼓励。Praise
God, we have a life within us that has overcome.
感谢神，因为在我们里面的生命是一个得胜的生命。And
Timothy knew of this life.
提摩太认识这个生命。He
had been through some crisis, and the Lord had proven himself to him.
他经过了一些危机，并且他在危机中证明这个生命。So
when we find ourselves in these times of crisis, when our faith is challenged.
当我们的危机中，我们的信心受挑战的时候，
How are we going to stand?
我们怎样站立得住呢？
You know, tragically, brothers and sisters, most of the challenge that we face will not be coming from the world.
我们知道很多的危机呢，不是从这个世界来的。
But much of it will be coming from within Christianity itself.
很多的危机乃是从这个基督教里带来给我们的。
You know, those within Christianity itself, as we try to be faithful to the Word of God,
当我们想要对神的话忠心的时候,
we get mocked at, we get laughed at for sticking to this outdated book that isn't relevant today.
人就会批评我们，人就会藐视我们，觉得我们这个 对于这个一个古老的这卷书还能那么样的忠心。
We're accused of being narrow-minded.
人家说我们是一个非常狭窄的人。We're
accused of being haters instead of lovers.
人家就批评我们说我们是这个讨厌人的人。How
are we going to be? How are we going to respond?
我们怎样来面对这些人的指控呢？
Are we going to try to please men or please God?
我们要讨人的欢喜呢，还是讨神的欢喜？
Praise God, Timothy, this weak, timid young person.
我们看到这位提摩太，虽然他是软弱的，虽然他是胆小的。
Allow the Lord to meet him in a marvelous way.
But there's one
thing we need to remember.
We
have Paul, who we said was a strong man.
我们刚才提到保罗是一个刚强的人。
Timothy, who we've described as a weak man.
我们说到这提摩太，我们说他是一个软弱的人。
Who needed the Lord more?
你知道谁更需要主呢？
Well, since Paul was so strong, obviously Timothy needed him more.
我们想说，因为保罗很强壮，所以提摩太需要更多的主。
No,
不是的。
They each needed the Lord in that very special way within their life.
他们两个人都同样的需要主，在他们的特殊的情形里面。
Whether we're of a strong temperament or a weak temperament,
不论是我们有很坚强的性格或者软弱的性格,
we're utterly cast upon the Lord.
我们要把我们自己全身投入在主的里。The
Lord had to deal with Paul in one way.
主呢，必须要用一根方法来对付保罗。He
dealt with Timothy in another way.
只有另外一种方法来对付提摩太。
But it was all with one view and one goal in mind.
为了同一个目的，同一个意念。
That Christ be formed within them.
使得基督能够在他们心中成形。
And all that Paul went through.
保罗所经历的一切。
And we'll see it more later.
我们从以后我们可以看到更多。
Everything that he had to forsake.
保罗所要放弃的各样的事。
When you ask Paul, what did it cost you?
你问保罗说，你付了多少代价？
It didn't cost him anything. It was all rubbish.
保罗说，这些都是粪土，我没有付任何代价。Ask
Timothy the cost of leaving that comforts of home and that good life.
那你问提摩太，你放弃那些舒服的家庭生活？It
didn't. It was no cost.
提摩太会回答你说，一点都没有，我们一点代价都没有付。
For the joy of knowing the Lord.
因为这个。
Brothers and sisters, the more we know of the love of Christ,
当我们认识更多对主的爱，更多的认识的时候,
and the more we have that confidence in that love of Christ,
我们对这个爱有更多的确据的时候,
and we see the great cost that our Lord paid for us,
当我们看到主为着爱我们所付的那个代价,
there's no cost to us,
我们就发现我们所付的实在是
We can say it will cost us our life.
我们可以说我们要付出我们生命的代价。But
what's that worth?
但是我们的生命值多少呢?
That's nothing.
实在是,
Who are we? I mean, if you think you're so important, do we think we're so important?
我们觉得我们自己非常了不起。Some
of us think, wow, when God saved me, he got a great treasure.
有些人说,哇,神救了我,哇,神自己得到了一个奇宝。How
proud we are. The Lord will bring us down to ourselves. That we could just like Paul say, we count all things as rubbish for the excellency of knowing Him. So may we be encouraged by this young man, Timothy. He turned all as it turned his back on the pleasures of the world.
He
chose to follow the Lord. Seeking first that kingdom of God. And willing to allow the Lord to do this marvelous work of conforming him into the image of Christ.
主呢能够把我们磨成他的形象。
Wouldn't it be a marvelous testimony in each of our lives?
这个在你我身上是何等奇妙的见证。
If on our tombstone it was written,
在我们的墓碑上这样子写,
Oh, one like-minded Christ.
是与主同心的人。
Not looking out for himself,
不顾念自己的事,
looking out for the interest of Christ.
乃是顾念耶稣基督的益处。
These are the ones used by the Lord to hasten His return.
我们的神就用这些人呢, 来满足主的快来。
May we be found in that company.
我们呢, 希望我们自己在这些, 团体当中。
Let's pray.
当我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that you don't look for the greatest and the brightest in this world to work with.
主我们为着你不是寻找那些最聪明最伟大的人,
but you take the weak and the foolish, the ignorant in this world.
你乃是找那些软弱的, 那些,
And you draw each and every one of us unto yourself. Lord, this day, as we see how jealous you are for the life of your Son to be formed within us,
we pray we could be found
cooperating with you.
我们祷告,
we don't want to be other-mindedness. But we want that mind of Christ to richly be in us. Day by day, arrange those circumstances, arrange your readings in your word, arrange the fellowship of the saints, that your life could really have a greater increase within us.
For
thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.